Each year, hundreds of thousands of tons of fishing equipment is either lost or released into our oceans. This equipment takes centuries to degrade, and in the meantime floats around the ocean, ensnaring marine animals that get in the way. A new initiative developed by the conservation group World Animal Protection is trying to solve the problem. Joe Koning has more.
They're just out there floating in the ocean, capturing all these various species that may happen to just come across their paths.
That was Dr. Denise Hardesty, Senior Research Scientist at the CSIRO. Coast gear is a global problem, one that is arising because of the 640,000 tons of fishing gear that is estimated to be dumped or lost in our oceans each year.
Ghost nets are essentially derelict fishing nets. The term ghost nets or ghost fishing comes from the fact that the nets continue to fish unattended for years or decades, where they're capturing fish and other wildlife such as sea turtles and dolphins and whales and sea lions and crocodiles, seabirds, etc.
Dr. Hardesty says these ghostly nets appear in various forms.
They're everything from small fishing nets or scraps of fishing nets to huge, you know, 3, 5, 8 ton fishing nets that are out there.
But how exactly do these nets get into our oceans?
Some of this comes from illegal fishing. Some of it comes from when storms happen on board vessels. If those nets that are on the deck of a ship haven't been secured properly, then they can just be lost overboard. The term that is used is abandoned, lost, or derelict fishing gear. So it can be abandoned, so, you know, left by a fisher. So if a fisher is using a set net and they don't come back for it for some reason, then that can just remain out there until the net actually breaks down or an engine runs through it and that tangles up the engine of the vessel that's come through it and it cuts up the net, and then that can just continue to ghost fish from that.
Dr. Hardesty says that it's hard to know how much ghost gear there is out there in our planet's oceans, but we're starting to understand more.
How many ghost nets are there out there in the ocean is a really good question, and it's one that we're trying to get a much better handle on or to understand more. And there's a global network of people that have actually all come together now to really try to understand much more about ghost nets and ghost gear, and it's called the Global Ghost Gear Initiative.
This is Ben Pearson, Senior Campaign Manager with World Animal Protection, the organization behind the Global Ghost Gear Initiative.
It's a global issue because the oceans are a global ecosystem. These nets, once in the ocean, can travel with the ocean currents and land anywhere. In Australia, the ghost nets that we see in our waters come from as far away as Thailand. So it's something that all governments actually need to get on board with. And it's why in 2015 we set up the Global Ghost Gear Initiative, which brings together governments, industry and others to look for solutions and also research the problem.
Ben says that the initiative has been met with some encouraging support, but they still have a long way to go.
So we're happy that we've got a couple of governments signed up already, countries like Belgium, New Zealand, Tonga, Tuvalu, and that's great. That's a really good step forward. We're hoping that the Australian government will also sign up and also provide some funding for the initiative. Certainly they've made very supportive noises about it, but we'd like to see them take that next step and actually join it.
The initiative is set on tackling the issue of ghost gear through a number of ways, with measures that are both preventative and corrective.
It's something where we're addressing the problem both at source, but then also needing to remove ghost gear from the ocean. So we've recently developed what we call the best practice framework, and that's something that the seafood industry can use to make sure that in their operations they're minimising the risk that they will lose fishing gear and that there'll be additional ghost gear in the oceans. We also need to tackle issues like illegal fishing, because we can show a clear correlation between illegal fishing practices and ghost gear. But the other thing we need to do is we actually do need to clean up the ghost gear that's already in the world's oceans. We need the government to provide funding to help remove nets that are washing up, that are also in the sea. It's going to be an expensive thing to do, but there really is no other choice given the impact it's having on marine life.
Dr. Hardesty says that one of the best solutions would be to increase the education of those in the fishing industry.
If fishers are educated, so these large commercial fishers, for example, you know, we need to make it safe. We need to make it inexpensive for them to get rid of their nets in ports. We need to educate fishers so that they know the effects or impacts of throwing these pieces of net overboard or of losing nets overboard.
That was Dr. Denise Hardesty, Senior Researcher with the CSIRO, ending that report.